But first up, as I was saying last week, if you were listening, that I had made this really, well, I had someone help me make a really cool intro to the Friday film feature, which will take place about this time every Friday. And I didn't bring it with me last week, but guess what? Here it is.
Nikki Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
Did you like it? I do. Right, okay, so this is Friday's film feature. Each week I'm going to pick a film to watch and do a review on. So the film I've picked to look at today is The Fault in Our Stars. It's got two main characters, which are Hazel Grace, played by Shailene Woodley, and Augustus Waters, who's played by Ansel Elgort, both of which have roles in recent film Divergent, which Shailene plays the main character for. Now, this is quite a recent film, came out in the summer, so June, just gone. Director is Josh Boone, who also directed 2012's drama romance Stuck in Love. And it's written by two people who both did the screenplay for 500 Days of Summer and The Pink Panther in 2009. Now, The Fault in Our Stars is a certificate of 12A, and I think that's an appropriate certificate for this film. I think anyone under that age might not quite understand or have the impact of the film. It is based on the book written in 2012 by John Green, who was inspired to write The Fault in Our Stars when he worked as a student chaplain at Children's Hospital. Now, I haven't read the book myself, but the friend that I went with to see the film in the cinema said it's very close to the book. And it follows the story of a teenager named Hazel Grace who has cancer. Her parents force her to go to a support group where she meets Gus, who has an amputated leg caused by bone cancer. However, the two get talking and get to know each other and fall in love, but the film doesn't end there. Now, as you can tell by the topic of the film, it is a very sad film, but the acting has to be executed very well to give over the emotions and make the audience react in a certain way, and this film certainly did that. It had everyone in the cinema crying their eyes out, including myself. But then that doesn't take much, quite an emotional person. But this is a really realistic film. It doesn't follow the typical love story of where a boy meets girl, slowly fall in love, few problems on the way, but then it all ends happy. It's not like that at all. Yes, they may fall in love, but this film is very realistic as it focuses on the real hard-hitting issues and takes a look at how people with diseases live with them. Now, I'm sure it must be very relatable to people who are struggling with the same sort of thing or have family members or friends who are struggling with any sort of disease, really. But it's also appealing to the general audience as well. Now, the reason for this is because even though it was based on something really hard-hitting, it did have a few comical moments in it. And you didn't feel too bad for giggling as it was the people that were suffering with the conditions which take the mick out of their own conditions and can laugh about it as well. So I liked how it can slip in a little bit of comedy to make it a little bit lighter of the situation as well. Now, Hazel's character was really different to what I was expecting. For some reason, I expected her to be quite a quiet and reserved and shy girl. However, she was very confident and knew what she wanted. She is very strong and determined not to let her cancer stop her from doing what she wants. She could be quite rude at times as well, though, when standing up for what she believes. But I guess that's the hard exterior coming through because of the pain she has been through. But both main characters, including Gus, are very strong emotionally and physically dealing with their sicknesses. So not only were the written characters themselves strong, but the actors played them very well as well, portraying their characters and their feelings. And of course, it had the theme of life, focusing on life and how precious it is and how short it can be. I think it also teaches the audience to appreciate life and the people in it because it's unexpected things can happen. There is a twist at the end of the plot. Not going to tell you what it is because it will absolutely ruin it if I do, but I'm just going to tell you there is a twist. So unexpected things can happen. And it also breaks the stereotype of how people with diseases should act. And it seems as if the writer of the book, John Green, had the intention of this, as he states that he thinks generally we have a habit of imagining the very sick or dying as being kind of fundamentally other. But he wanted to argue for their humanity, their complete humanity. It did very well in the box office, taking 3.4 million on its opening weekend in the UK, beating all the other films which were in the cinemas in the same week. So overall, I would give it an 8 out of 10. I would definitely go and see it again. However, the twist may not impact me as much as now I know it's coming. I think it would still make me cry though, as I said, I'm really emotional and I would cry easily, but it is a really sad film. So if you're going to go see it and hire it or whatever, get a pack of tissues with you because you will need them. So, The Fault in Our Stars do have a soundtrack, and one of the lead singles from the soundtrack is doing very well in the charts at the moment. It is Charlie's XCX with Boom Clap. So I'm going to play that for you now.